This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Stores beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius, Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got the drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
That's right. The drive is live, live in the building. We're all back rolling together. As we said yesterday, Clint was out on the links for a good call. Or having a good time.
It was rough outing yesterday, Ron. Yeah, rough outing, man. It was. I tell you, I played Saturday over in Lake Charles, and I hit the ball as good as I've ever hit it before. Mm. It was so good, Ron, that I knew better than to get confident. And yesterday, as I've told many people, my golf game came back down to earth, and it was embarrassing at times. It was embarrassing at times. I'm not gonna lie.
Really?
But I had a good time. It was a great time. I mean, anytime you're rubbing elbows with Warren Moon, Ed Too Tall Jones, Earl Campbell eased on by in his chair. I'm sitting there eating breakfast. He eased on by. Hey, big fella, how you doing? Put the old fist out there, old fist bump on the way by.
There you go. You didn't turn him down?
Look, no, hell no. I tell you what I did. About ran over Jim Crane, though. I was checking out that grill. You know, you walk kind of away from the buffet and you look at the food, kind of see what's out there before you fill your plate up and you don't.
Had on a swivel, Jim.
Hey, man, I turned around to get back to that front line. You know, I saw the end of it. I turned around to get back, quick step, turned around. Crane had to duck me right there.
Damn, man, Crane is always, I give it to him, he's always out amongst the people.
Oh, he's
like,
great.
We was at that Houston Sports Awards. He was just standing in line trying to get wine. And I'm like, what are you doing? Why are you standing in line like I
am? Man of the people, baby.
Yes.
By the way, he did tell me yesterday that he listens, by the way.
Does he?
Yeah.
Hey, Jimbo.
So you boys do a good job. He said from time to time.
Yeah, he don't. Yeah.
So just for the record, he said we did a good job. So I assume he listens.
Top show in the city. I don't know why he wouldn't.
That's right.
Appreciate you, Jimbo. Nobody probably called. as Clint
like, he
said.
He like a Jimbo.
No, he doesn't.
What else is Jim short for?
There's James.
Jimmy.
Jimothy.
He definitely don't look like a Jimmy.
Yeah, it's more of a James.
James. James and Jim.
Yeah.
Jimmy, when I hear a Jimmy outside of Jimmy Johnson, when I hear a Jimmy, I think of like a mechanic.
Uncle Bunny Jimmy.
Somebody that works with their hands.
I can only think of the old lawn dart. The old
Yellowstone has completely changed my view of the name Jimmy.
Jimmy.
Uncle Bunny Jimmy. Get your Uncle Bunny.
Did he work with his hands? That sounds like somebody that works with his hands.
Hands of leather.
Yeah. That's what when I hear Jimmy's.
I don't think he was an auto mechanic, but he was definitely blue collar. He was definitely a grinder.
Dealing with Jimmy's dumbass.
No doubt.
Yeah. All right. Someone decided to type in James Robert Crane. Is that his full name? So he's just
third. Yeah.
So he's Jimmy Bobby Crane the third.
I don't know if he's the third.
James. He looks like a James. That's probably
Jimmy Bobby.
Pretty solid. I mean, he
Jimbo Bobo.
He about ran into somebody a little heavier than him yesterday that was in a hurry to get back to the front of that buffet line.
Now, you think you would have taken him down to the ground if y'all had connected?
Like, John Singleton was there?
No question.
He's kind of sturdy. You don't think he?
No, he didn't.
You're certain he's not staying on his feet.
No, he was not. When he dodged me, he took his right foot and had to step to his left, so he's kind of cross-legged, and he just ducked under me. And Biggio's walking behind him, and Biggio goes, "Oh, don't run over the boss now."
I said, "Yeah." Would it be looking out there, Craig?
I said, "Yeah." That'd have been a tough way to start your day, wouldn't it, Craig?
Way to be on the lookout, Mr. 3000.
Hey, how old is Jim? Jim may be still feeling effects from that step. His hip might be.
He came out on the course later when we talked a little radio right there. By the way, he thinks the Astros are going to be better than people think, just for the record.
Love that. He's 71 years old.
He was still in a good place.
Spring chicken.
I mean, I guess we saw Belichick. So Belichick's 73 and he lifts people.
Bud Norris?
Bud Norris? I remember old Bud.
Oh, the old pitcher, huh?
Yeah. Career loser.
Nice, Ron.
Career loser. He said that. That's not how I'm introduced. That's how he introduced himself.
Oh, okay. I was going to say.
First, damn. Did you know this? First Astros win in the American League.
Bud Norris.
Yep.
I remember Bud with the Orioles.
Let me tell you what. Bud was pretty solid on the bump. But I'm going to tell you what. His ability on the bump, it's rivaled by his ability on that tee box. Mm. Bud is a scratch golfer. If anybody out there, you run into Bud, I know he's going to be around these parts. He lives in Austin. Now. He doesn't live around these parts anymore. But if you meet him on a golf course, and he strikes me as a real, he's got a real, let me think here. He was on his best behavior yesterday. But he's got a real Pat McAfee.
Really?
Trash talking, side to him. So and so if he tries to hustle you on a golf course around
that's what the whites used to do.
Don't fall for it. I'm gonna tell you, odds are you can't keep up. I mean, Ron, I'd say 350 off the box a couple times.
Really, that's almost as what Sean Vajani was doing to Tyler.
This isn't just scratch golf. That's like dude's really good with his irons and can really putt. No, this is like, I mean, it's. If you, for one day can keep up with damn near anybody out there.
You think he could play on the senior tour? Like you stuck him on the senior tour.
Talking to him, he said there's no way he could do it 4 days in a row. But for one day, absolutely, 100%. 100%. I mean it is nasty. It's one of them. I mean, John Daly and a couple guys that I've played with before are the only guys that I've ever played with that just like sheer just power when they hit the balls like blows my mind, and he's up there with anybody I've ever played with.
Big Bud Norris, there you go.
Big Bud.
Well, Bud, if you're still around, you can come out with us, as Clint said to the fellas in the crosstalk. Come out with us. We will be live Thursday, Twin Peaks, right here off Kirby. One of our favorite spots. The little March Madness. We're going to party. We're going to kick this thing off. In the Loop will be there.
Yep.
We will be there as well. As if you missed it, Reggie said, the Houston Cougs, they will be playing while we're there. So you all need to come on out. Listen, you've heard my stories. I have ditched school by giving myself a pink eye to get out. You can find a way to ditch work for this precious day. Thursday is a great day.
Still one of your most absurd stories. I forget about that.
Whatever.
Gave myself pink eye, got out of school.
Most of the time I had to have a multiple day event. I know it had to be something that was like a headache I couldn't get out of.
And that was back now. Nowadays with them kids, Ron, they always say your kid has to be no fever for 24 hours.
Yeah.
So they always get 2 days. Back then, as soon as that old thermometer went down, they'd shove you back in school, didn't they?
Teresa sent me in there at 100. and don't tell them to call me. But you can get out there Thursday. Come hang out with us. We'll be at Twin Peaks. And I'll be honest with you. Of course, the damn committee. the NCAA committee as we're looking at the very final four bowl game.
Hold on, so.
And I saw it brewing. I was keeping a list there of teams that I felt like were locks to get into the tournament. And I knew Kansas was going to be a seventh seed. And then it started to come about, and I said, yep, this is going to be Arkansas. This is going to be Kansas, Arkansas.
How good is God,
and
man?
If anybody has been following me during this college basketball season, I've been closer to I can't wait for this team to be over than actually believing in these two. I cannot wait to see these guys take that uniform off, many of them, and roll on.
You've never been more thankful for the transfer portal.
It's your time of year, bro. You get hyped for this month.
But
well, he's still hyped, just not for
like literally.
No, man. Listen to his tone.
I'm not kidding you. In my thought process, I was kind of both sides of the fence. Obviously, I'm a diehard fan, so I can't just not root for my team. But there was going to be a part of me going in, somebody in this so we could just flush these last two seasons down the toilet.
Is that my boy Ron?
But then they put Arkansas in front of me. It can't be you and Linda to end that. It can't be Arkansas. So hey, Rick Pitino can come out of his coffin and beat Kansas. That whatever Omaha.
Hogs are winners.
But of all teams, there are two teams that could have shown up down there, in which I would not have been halfway rooting for them to beat Kansas along with the other fan bases. That's Missouri, and then it's Arkansas.
Hey, I'm gonna get Mama can't. I don't even know if she's ready. I don't even know if she's realized it yet.
Jayhawks are going down.
She doesn't know how to operate to where she's that far in advance yet. We got to let her know.
But it's going. So I mean, I feel
what
like
time is that game?
It's right. I feel like we might as well stay and watch it. I mean,
hey, show.
Thursday night at 7?
Oh, I'll book it over there to watch that with y'all.
I might.
I just want to witness.
Honestly, that's how much I don't care about.
I hate that for you, man.
Because, you know, this is a game where the season can end. I can't generally watch this around people unless I'm there.
That's true.
And I have that lack of belief in this team. That I'll watch it at Twin Peaks in front of
usually people. I play this music around this time of year, and you literally visibly light up. In the last 2 days, I hit it
Arkansas is the only Arkansas and Missouri is the only scenario in which I would not have been halfway rooting for just kill us.
I'm glad
just
we
shoot us.
I'm glad we can get you back into pocket with your team, man. I'm glad my Hogs could do that. Now, how do you feel about the game?
I think Kansas has the ability to lose to anybody that is anywhere within striking distance of their talent. And they already played a exhibition game before the season.
Y'all didn't have y'all's guys, though.
It didn't matter. They already played an exhibition game. And Arkansas, when they're playing well, they play hard. And they play a lot harder. Now, sometimes they can struggle shooting, but they play harder.
Y'all know I love Arkansas.
I don't know. It's
Hey, show.
If it at all is tight and there's any level of toughness that needs to be shown, I would lean towards Arkansas. Because Kansas is
that's kind of what happened last time your Jayhawks bumped up against my Razorbacks in football. It just, you know, of late, it just happens.
And it is right, isn't it?
Tyler, who you taking?
Took a number one seed out from me.
Man, I hate to tell you, Dirty Red, but I got the Jayhawks on my bracket. I got the Jayhawks winning.
I wouldn't hold my breath.
You gonna start out losing, huh?
If Kansas gets down,
Rod is so serious.
I'm saying if Kansas gets down by more than six, it's
angry at this season.
Like at any point of the game, if it's 16-10, timeout, Arkansas, it's just. going up 16-10. It's over.
Jayhawks are going down.
It's over. But you can come watch it. Many of you, you enjoy to see me in misery. So come up to Twin Peaks. You may have the potential to see me in pure anger.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Those bastards.
Hey, come on. It's going to be a good time, man. Win, lose, or draw. I'm going to be in a good mood either way it goes. The bar is pretty low for me right now. I don't even know. Did we get Boogie Flam back? If we got Boogie Flam back, y'all might be in trouble.
He's coming back. They don't know how much.
They just don't know when yet.
How much he's going to play. But, yeah, he's coming back. He kicked our ass in that exhibition game.
He's a different animal, man. They hadn't been the same team since they lost him.
Yeah. We'll see. But no, it'll be a fun time. Are we going to do this again this year?
What are we doing?
You remember last year, that day we did the parlay. We did the five-game parlay, and then we gave it back to the listeners.
You know I'm Dan.
That was,
We can always do one on Thursday, a couple games in the loop, and a couple games that happened with ours, and...
Yeah, we could. Yeah,
I like it. Let's run it back.
What did we do? We did five games. We did four or five games.
I want to say it was a four-legger.
Four-legger. Let's do that. Try to get, because what we did last year, we did a four-legger and it came down to the wire on a couple of games. And I forgot who was it that had that massive comeback to get us.
I can't remember.
I do remember there
being some big ass comeback. I have no idea who.
It was a team in red. It was like a mid major team. I can't remember who it was. Like a UNLV or a San Diego State. Somebody like that came in. They were just getting their ass kicked in the last 7 minutes. They came in and covered that damn spread. But we won a little cash, and then we bought all the listeners' drinks.
Gave it back to the people, man.
I came up to Twin Peaks. We got to do it again. We'll do it again this year. I had to look at this puppy.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 40% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, non-stop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games, or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.